Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start.
So this one's a spur of the moment. I just sat in my car. I just got out of work. I'm sitting in my car. So it came up in conversation somehow. I guess somebody, I had to have been, well, it doesn't matter. So anyway, people at my job found out that I'm going to buy my own townhome. And I'm going to rent, whatever, doesn't matter. And they were asking me about it. And dude, I felt like such a piece of shit for sharing any kind of information because I view the amount of rent that I have to spend, I view that as expensive, and I view that as me, like if somebody were to tell me, because we're all working the same job, we all get paid pretty close to the same amount. It maybe varies $2 to $3 per hour per person. And so if somebody were to tell me that they have an apartment or whatever and they pay almost $2,000 in rent for just them, I would think immediately, holy shit, you're cutting yourself so short, so thin. Why would you do that? You don't need that, something like that. You're not even going to be able to afford shit. That's what I would think, and that's my insecurities, because I've always been like so paycheck to paycheck. I haven't had the extra dollars and the extra income or whatever. So that's how I would perceive it. And so when I was sharing that, those insecurities bled through me and into the conversation. So I almost felt like I had to justify why to these people, just my coworkers who I really like, you know? And it was weird because I felt obligated to make the clarification of I can afford it. I actually can afford double that amount and still be okay. But if I would have done that, it would have made me seem more of an asshole. Cause it's like, but that's my insecurity. If somebody were to tell me the same thing that I just told my coworkers, now that they also spend $2,000 a month on rent and that they'll also have $2,300 pocketed per month to save or whatever. I'm not living paycheck to paycheck by any means, which is very cool. If somebody were to tell me that now, I would be ecstatic for them. But I think if I weren't in a position like I am now and somebody were to tell me that, I would just assume that we have the same income, the same everything, I would just assume everything's identical. And then I would assume that they are cutting themselves really short, really thin, whatever the saying is. Spread yourself too thin, I think is what it is. And I think I would feel like I would be smarter than them or something, because I would be getting a place that's only $1,000 a month. They're getting a place that's $2,000 a month. I'm saving $1,000, but they don't know my fucking bills and my income and how my spending habits are. They don't know what I pay for. They don't know. And likewise for me with them. And that was just some insecurity that was bleeding through there. So there was a comment made saying, so I'm going to get a raise here in about June or July. It's going to be pretty cool. And that's when I'm moving. So the joke was made that I need to get that raise so that I can afford my new townhome and I'm not broke. And that comment confirmed everything that I just said, that they probably think that I have the similar income as them and that way, and therefore I'm spreading myself too thin. Which bugs me that they think that I'm being dumb with my money. But also, who are they to judge? And also, if they were to judge, who cares? I know exactly what I'm doing. They don't know what I'm doing. They don't have the vision like I do. I don't have their vision like they do. And so when they made that comment, I was like, dude, I'm actually going to be fine. Even if I quit FedEx and I only had Hill, I would be fine. But, you know, forecasting 9 months ahead, I'm going to be more than fine because I'll be pocketing $2,300 a month. That's a lot of money for me personally to be able to save per month. That's $500 a week that I can just, that's $650 per week that I could, nope, it's $575 per week that I could just throw out the window, and it wouldn't affect my lifestyle. And I'm not saying I'm going to do that. That's fucking stupid. I would never do that. And that's not a flex either. That's just saying that's what I would be getting. And so if rent all of a sudden doubled and something happened, or the price of groceries or whatever happened, I would be okay. And that's fucking awesome. So that's all I'm saying. But I say all this because that led me to think, okay, well, I'm committing to this thing. I've got this townhome that's nice, checks off all the boxes and more. It's great. And I don't have to work FedEx, period, to afford this. That's great. However, if I want to bootstrap the business, I'm going to have to do something. And I don't have any complaints or concerns about the workload or anything like that. It's not about the workload. It's not about being tired or burnt out. I've already talked about that multiple times. I don't feel that way at all. But there is a time constraint. There is bottlenecking going on. If I work, well, just so when I say work, I'm going to include drive time to work, going to the gym, and then driving home, getting undressed, changing clothes, and then beginning whatever I'm going to do. So if I work 11 hours every day, we'll just say weekdays, and I sleep for 7, right there, that leaves me 6 hours. And so an hour in the morning to get ready, whatever, I don't know, what we'll just say it's an hour, just for easy, whatever. So I got 5 hours left. And I actually think that that's incorrect. Hold on. How did I add that up? No, that's right. So I have 5 hours per day, and we'll just say an hour total of eating. So I got 4. I don't really know. I'm throwing these numbers out my ass. I haven't thought about this whatsoever, but I'm just whatever. So I got 4 hours. 4 hours a day. It's going to be more on the weekends for sure. And every other Sunday I would have off, so I'd have a full day. But 4 hours per day to make content, post it online, generate captions, figure out the best way to copyright, figure out the best way to run ads when I get to that point, figure out how to manage the products that I have, figure out how to market those products, message people every single day, comment on people's videos and photos and whatever every day, give some follows, give some likes, give some shares, whatever, you name it, while also being the content creator, meaning I'm gonna have to go get photos of the product, get action shots, get whatever you think of when you think of a social media brand. I'm gonna have to do all of that. And then I'm going to have to, well, I actually don't really know what else I'd have to do. Pretty much everything to run a business, you know? So I'd have to make sure that the LLC and the business and the taxes and all that shit is set up properly so that I don't get fucked. And make sure that all sales are accounted for, gonna make sure inventory, all of that shit, okay? All of that. And I only have 4 hours a day. I have 4 hours a day to do it, dude. And here's what's a reframe for me. To think that somebody out there probably is doing this and they only have 3 hours per day. Or maybe they only have 2. Or maybe they only have 1 day a week. Maybe that one day they have all day, but they only have 1 day a week to do it. That stresses me out, dude. I won't lie. The thought of that. But like with everything, I haven't done it. So how the hell can I expect to be good at it, you know? Before I sat down and recorded my first podcast, I was filled with so much anxiety. I was really downing myself. I felt like it was so bad. And it is bad. I'll keep it on here forever. You can go back and listen to episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 1 through maybe 60 to 70. I don't know. 15 was the first one where I stepped out of my bubble. Stepped out of my comfort zone a little bit. So if you want to hear the difference, go back and listen to that. But now, I mean, I just got in my car, started recording, and here I am talking about everything. As my voice cracks, that's great. So I can't expect to... What the fuck? I just sent a text message to Harry? Who's that? Hold on. What in the world? Oh, I just sent a text message to Harry, I guess. I don't even know who that is. I said, hope it helps. Nice. Okay, well, anyway. What was I saying? That was Siri. God damn it. So, yeah, the reframe that helps... What was I saying? The reframe? How do I reframe that? Is... What was I saying, dude? I have no idea what I was saying. I'm actually going to pause and go back. This is important, I think. Hold on. All right, we good. I went back and looked. So I can't expect to be good at this whole business thing when I've never done it. I have no reference point. I have no standard or example to go off of. I haven't seen it firsthand. I'm not associated with any kind of people who run their business, who run their own shit on a big scale with physical product marketing and all that shit. I don't know anybody that does that. I have friends who do coaching and they do, I guess, hair and stuff like that. And I'm not dogging that whatsoever, but it's different. And so I have nothing to go off of other than the podcasts and the audiobooks and the things that I read online, people that I listen to. That's the only thing I have to go off of. So firsthand, I have no idea what to expect. So maybe 4 hours per day is plenty as long as I use it accordingly, appropriately, properly, whatever. As long as I use it to the best of my ability, as opposed to having 4 hours and only using about 45 minutes to really do something, and then the rest was spent dicking off and or doing stuff that didn't matter. So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. Also, probably it's closer to 3 hours, because when I get home from the gym, it's 4:30-ish, and if I work till 7:30, I take that last half hour to eat dinner, get ready for bed, all that shit. So it's probably closer to 3 hours. So someone probably out there doing it with... You guys hear that? That's the wind. It's so windy. So anyway, I have been... I've had doubts about that. You know, I don't know the proper analogy. I wouldn't say I'm digging myself into a hole, but I'm definitely putting my back up against the wall. Kind of. I don't feel like I am, though. I feel comfortable and confident with everything I'm doing. I don't dread FedEx at all. I don't dread not having a day off. Like I've said before, doing these things for me gets me closer to the goal quicker. And it gives me a sense of pride at the end of the day, knowing that I didn't just sit on my ass. I did something. I learned something. I got better, at least to some extent. And so there's no way that I'm going to quit. I'm not saying it's not going to be hard, because like I'm sure it's going to be brutal for a while. But like Alex Hormozi says, this is as hard as it gets. And I think that analogy just strikes a chord with me, dude. To think that this is the hardest it gets, I'm just a guy in the forest, I got a stick fighting a bear. And soon enough, I'll be an equipped knight with the sword, with a cheering crowd, with nations behind me slaying the dragon. So, of course the battles, I guess, get harder, but I become so much more equipped to handle them. And those are the words of Alex Hormozi, and I think that's a brilliant analogy. And so, anyway, that's what's been running through my head today. I'm very excited to get this place. And I want to share one more thing. This might be a little bit longer than I anticipated. But in the past, when I get super excited about something, or I order a brand new computer or a brand new camera, or I have a big purchase on the way, or it feels like I essentially put my whole life on pause and I don't do anything until I get that thing. So a good example for me is when I bought my last camera, it's a Sony A7 III, I believe. And it came, and I bought it with a 85 millimeter Rokinon. I forget what it's called. Lens? No, not 85. It was 35. I almost got the 85. That's what it was. Or the 80. I don't know, dude. And so when I ordered that, it was a 3-week shipping time. And I had all these ideas. I was like, okay, when I get my camera, I'm going to do this. When I get my camera, I'm going to start reaching out to people. When I get my camera, I can start practicing. When I get my camera, fill in the blank. Then I got my camera, and everything that I've just said was true for about 3 days. And then after that, it was like, it just requires effort. I don't know. I don't want to do it anymore. I got a camera, so now... And that's been a recurring theme. Not always, but it seems like it has been most of the time. Now, my life has drastically changed in the last 8 months. So I honestly don't even know what to expect. It's like I don't even know me anymore. And so, all that being said, I'm trying to keep in mind the fact that I'm very excited about this new place. I'm very hyped up that I'm going to have my very own everything yet again. And it's going to be in Utah, where I'm familiar, where I know people, where I have a great job, great jobs. I've got family down the road. I've got friends down the road. You know, this is where I grew up. And so, and if you're listening to this episode and you have no context of what I'm saying, I grew up here in Utah, moved to St. George, Utah, which is 4 hours south, 5 hours south of here, moved to Phoenix, moved again pretty much to Glendale, moved again to Parker, Colorado, moved again back here to West Haven, Utah, all in the span of about 3 years. All by myself, all alone, no friends or family whatsoever, period. There's nobody involved except me. And that combined with working FedEx every day, I didn't talk to people. I didn't have any associations with any human being other than the 8 a.m. terminal people and then whoever was there at the terminal when I got back, which was virtually nobody. And then I would go home and sit in my room by myself. No shit, that's what I did. Now, there's obviously a couple people I met that were wonderful people and I loved them to death, but those people are the exception. So So that's that little bit of context. So then now that I'm here and I'm, I guess I forgot the most important part. I wasn't doing shit and it was so hard for me. So I wasn't doing anything to progress because I was so down and quote unquote lonely, and a huge quote here, depressed, because I don't think I was. I was living a depressing life. And I will always say that because I don't feel as though I was depressed. I was living a very depressing life. I think those are two very different things. So anyway, all that being said, it's going to be cool to see how I do and what results I get from this, from me, I guess, just doing my own shit in my own home with just everything's all on me again, you know, because right now, you know, I'm living rent free. It's great, but you know, it's not like I have all this extra fun money. Every single dollar that I get that's not towards my current bills is going, or what I mean is like my phone, buying food or whatever, buying my car or whatever. Everything that's not that is going into paying off other debt and bills and loans and credit cards, so that when I get my own place here in June, I won't owe shit to anybody. And that's exciting. So I don't have to, I have less responsibility now to some extent, because I don't have to pay rent. I don't have to make sure the bills are all paid so I don't get evicted. I am very fortunate, and I no shame in saying this, I'm very fortunate to have a family that cooks food weekly and preps it as well. So they cook the food, shout out to Shawnee, and I just prep it in meal containers. I weigh it out. I do all that stuff. But as far as cooking and the grocery shopping, I don't have to do that. And that's a big chore. And so that's going to be another thing that I have to do. And it's going to be, I guess, on Sundays. I don't know. But that falls all back on me, and that's going to be tough to balance. So I've even looked into meal prep companies, because if I can afford it and I can save myself that time and give myself healthy food options, I think that's a win-win-win if I can afford it. If I can't afford it, then, you know, that's a different thing. But holy shit, I'm getting way off topic. I'm just very excited to see. No, that's not what I meant to say. I'm very aware of the fact that sometimes I get overexcited or overhyped about the things that I'm working toward, that I forget about doing anything up until I get to that point. Because it's like, I just got approved for this apartment, for this townhome. Fucking townhome, goddamn, it's cool. Got approved for the townhome. I'm good to go. Nothing in my life has changed except that. So I shouldn't change anything else that I'm doing. Everything else should remain the same. I should still read. I should still drink water. I should still ice bath. I should still hit the gym. I should still email all my protein. I should still read. I should still do all that. I should even double down so that I get further ahead, so that when I do get the new place, I'm further ahead than what I would have been. Because I have all these fancy ideas and all these strategies and plans and stuff that I want to do when I have my own place again. It's going to have two bedrooms, and they both have walk-in closets. And so I even had the thought of putting my desk and all the soundproofing and everything in the walk-in closet, and that be the podcast room. And then I would have, you know, three rooms, if you want to say that. But I don't know. I like the idea of filming shit. But then that adds to the plate, man. That adds to the plate of things. Because when you set up a camera, that adds a whole other dynamic. I want it to look good. I want the color grading to be right. I want to make sure that I look presentable and not like a sloppy fuck, you know. I want to make sure the audio's lined up. I want to make sure everything's looking nice. Then, from there, after all that's been done, I got to make sure the video can save and I got room and space and yada yada, because video takes a lot more time to upload and edit and all that shit than audio. With audio, I could save this, upload it, and that's it. I don't have to add the intro, outro, it's just done. But with video, it's so much different. Obviously, you have to, sometimes you have to encode the shit to the format that you need. If it's not already filmed in the format, then you have to upload the shit and then, you know, cut in and out, because I'm going to start recording before I even get to my desk or whatever. I don't have a remote. It's just a whole bunch of small shit like that. That is overcomplicated. I could record and upload, and that might be cool for documentation purposes, but I don't know if I want to do that. So anyway, all that to say, and I also realize that I say that a lot, all that to say, but adding all of that to the plate of my what I already have going on, you know, for fuck's sake, dude. It's like the podcast is going to take an hour and a half every day if I were to add video to this. And I said that I would, but I think maybe what I have to do is just keep the video for the real podcast, which is what I'll do. See, dude, I'm just adding more to my plate. And I'm already stressing about what's on my plate, which is virtually nothing. I'm just making a mountain out of a molehill. Here's a prime example of what I just said in a nutshell. There's an episode of the podcast that I say the ice bath dilemma. And I talk about how I'm not going to be able to have the ice bath after I move out because the places I'm looking at don't have a garage. They don't allow ice baths or whatever. It's too much power. They don't have a spigot. They don't have a drain. They don't have outlets in the garage, even if they did. And so I'm going to have to put that on hold or pause or whatever. And I was stressing about it. And for what? Because now I have a place that allows it. So all that was for nothing, right? That's exactly what's happening now. I haven't even started doing shit yet. I don't own a business. I don't have anything in that regard going yet. And that's pretty much the whole point of this show, is to document every single thing from the ground up. So maybe the first 900 episodes, nothing's going on. But you can hear me as a person before all that, hear the perspective, the mentality, what I was doing to, I guess, get myself ready for the real thing. That's the point of it all. And so maybe the first 900 episodes are dog shit. Don't know, don't care, but I'm documenting, and that's a win. As long as I document the day, my thoughts, my perspectives on everything, that's a success in the podcast realm of this show. And so, anyway, if I were to add video to that, nah, I don't know if I could, I don't know. It just seems unnecessary at the moment to do. I would have to hire a video guy, you know? And I have no idea how that works for hiring people or for doing third party or... I have no idea. There's so much I do not know. I'm not even going to pretend to know because I, you know. So anyway, I think that's all I wanted to say. There is actually a few more topics I want to talk about, but this is already 21 minutes long, and every episode is supposed to be 3 minutes or less. So this is 7 episodes in one, I guess. But yeah, quick recap, I guess, is I let my insecurities bleed through me today. I was talking out of my previous pocket, or I guess talking out of what I thought their pockets were. Because I arguably make more than anybody in the shop, I mean, that I'm aware of, because I have 2-3 jobs. And that's not a flex, I just think it's a matter of fact. I'm not proud that I make more than everybody. I mean, it's cool. But some people don't want to work more than one job. And that's fine, it's okay. It's just I do, and I think it's great. So it gives me more freedom. Oh, no, it doesn't, because you're working more. Well, dude, I mean, make $50 an hour at FedEx. Yeah. I'm all right, you know, that's sick shit, so, no, it's not a flex, it's a matter of fact, for fuck's sake. So anyway, that's all I got. That's the show. So I don't know if I said it, but it's March 14th, it's 2024, sitting in the parking lot of my work. I'm about to go to the gym, I'm gonna go home, and I guess continue working on my core values. That's what I'm working on, getting crystal clear on those, putting definitions to them and examples, because I'd like to make some social media posts and explain the direction of me and what I value as a man and what I would like, or I guess what I'm trying to help other people develop. I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, not doing shit isn't going to do anything. So as long as I'm working towards myself, if you have big ass goals and for some reason you can't work on those big ass goals yet. Like, for example, I can't build a website and market a product or whatever if I don't have a product I mean, I can make a website. That's a bad example. But I can't start marketing a product that I don't even have finished yet. So in the meantime, I can always work on myself and sharpen me as a person and get better skills, better at sales or marketing at communication or leadership. You can always work on yourself in the meantime. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So as long as I'm doing something to better myself, I don't think time's wasted. And I think it serves me for my future. No matter what it is. So anyway, that's it. I think that's where I'm going to end it. I think I mumbled there. I kind of went mumbo jumbo there at the end, but it is what it is. This is episode 147, I think. I don't know. But yeah, it's March 14th, 2:49 p.m. And that's it. So I'll talk to you guys later. See you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.